Hello, all my wonderful, sweet friends, and welcome to this call on self-love and self-care. This is Pragito Dove, your host, and I'm thrilled and honored to be here with you today to talk about this wonderful topic, which is a very, very important topic, because a lot of people don't realize that the more we take care of ourselves and love ourselves, then the more we have to give to others, because we are actually conditioned in the opposite way. Especially women, we're taught to give, 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 and put ourselves last, which actually doesn't work. So we'll be looking at that and a lot of other very important information. But first, I want to just let you know how to be in touch with me. My website is discovermeditation.com. There's a contact button at the top right where you can always send me an email message. You might have like to have a notepad ready with a pen to take notes. But if you don't, if you're a person who just likes to listen, that's fine, because you will receive the recording of this call as long as you are signed up for the call. So I'm filled with gratitude for all of you showing up and sharing your energy with our incredible community. We had a lot of people interested in this call, which is why I wanted to get started on time, because a lot of great information to share with you. So this is an introductory class that complements my monthly Inner Circle membership program, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. So I'm going to be sharing with you how to up your self-love and self-care. It's a great sign that you're already on this call, listening to this call, because showing up, 80% of success is showing up. And the more you show up for yourself in this way, by these kind of calls, then the more you are going to manifest in your life what it is that you want. So let's get to it, self-love and self-care. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the optimum, how are you treating yourself? Do you make others more important than yourself? And just write down a number, just somewhere between 1 and 10. What foods are you feeding yourself? And we'll include drinks in that. And then what company do you choose to keep? Do you surround yourself with positive, supportive, loving, kind people? Are there maybe one or two in there that aren't so loving and kind? These are questions to ask yourself. And how do you choose to spend your time? 24 hours in each day. I hope you get at least 8 hours of sleep. Sleep is very important. So how is it that you choose to spend your time? And so as you're thinking about these questions, and also these questions are the kind of questions that you can do in your own personal meditation time too, to really have a look at how you do take care of yourself and love yourself. And so what I want to just define now is which self are we talking about here? Because we have the personality self, which is the one with all the problems, which is where the mind is, yes? And then there's our soul. Now, our soul is pure love and light and joy and peace. And we all have that. That's what we all have in common. That's where we are all in oneness. But for many, the personality tends to dominate and create a lot of problems. And so the part of us that gives us tremendous value in nurturing is our heart and soul. Because the more attention we give our soul, the more its light can shine forth for us. And we really own and become that being of love and light that we naturally are. That is our natural state. And what that helps with is to counter all the neuroses and the fears and the judgments that the mind comes up with in our personality self to create problems for us and chaos and havoc in our lives. And for those of you who follow me and study meditation with me, you know the importance of having a meditation practice, whatever that practice is. I mean, there's a huge choice of what your practice can be. And this is a major key in helping you remember your soul. So I'm going to be focusing more today on the heart and soul. Because nurturing our soul is the key to unlocking everything you want in your life. The abundance, the love, the health and fitness. And the good news is your soul wants this too. And I'm including your heart in this. Your heart and soul want this for you too, as does your body actually. And that's what the whole universe wants for you, because it's your soul that's connected to the universe. And so you've got the whole universe on your side too, as your best friend, supporting you. And so if you are a person who is what is called in contemporary jargon a people pleaser, making other people more important than yourself, that's something to think about on your scale of 1 to 10. Or how about this one? Are you afraid of rocking the boat? Are you afraid of speaking up for yourself and what feels right for you, because you don't want to upset the apple cart? So we've got upset the apple cart, rocking the boat, whichever phrase you prefer. Something to think about there. Has someone, or maybe several people, crossed the line with you and you're debating whether or not to speak up? Now, what would be preventing you from doing these things is fear, which lives in the mind, the ego mind. That's in your personality self. But in your heart and soul, there's courage, which is what you need to really step into and own who you truly are. A brilliant, luminous being of love and light. And another question to look at is, are you feeling invaded or overwhelmed by how much time somebody wants from you? And some people can be very demanding. And I'm not talking about little kids here, because they need to be demanding. Or are you trying to hold a boundary with an ex-spouse, a coworker, or a friend, and they're not listening? So these are all questions to ask yourself, to reflect upon. And remember, always with non-judgment of yourself and great compassion for yourself. This isn't about picking at yourself, not at all, or blame or any of that. It's simply about clear thinking, clear looking. Oh, what do we have here? This is interesting. Okay, because when we shine the light of awareness on these things, it helps them to start dissolving. Because a lot of these habits I've been talking about here are unconscious. We have these unconscious habits. And so what we're doing here today is we're shining the light of awareness with compassion and non-judgment to see what is going on. Just what is going on here between me and myself. Yes? And so if we take too much care of others and ignore ourselves, what we're actually doing is disrespecting the divinity that we are, the divineness of our heart and soul. We're disrespecting that if we are making other people a priority over ourselves. And this isn't to say, you know, we don't want to be giving and volunteering. This is not what this is. This is about balance. And if the balance has to shift in either direction of other people or yourself, it must always be in the direction of yourself. You must always be the priority. And it's that saying they have in the airlines, you know, put on your own air mask first, because if you don't, how can you help anybody else? And it's a great principle, and it's the same here. If you don't focus on nurturing your heart and soul, you actually cannot be of service to others. And you know, we can only love the people in our lives to the extent that we first love and care for ourselves. So love starts with oneself, compassion starts with oneself. So one thing we have to talk about, or another thing we have to talk about here, is your values and being in mastery of your values, because this is what helps you have clear boundaries, which leads to being able to say yes when you want to say yes and no when you want to say no. And this can be hard for some people, especially the saying no. So we say yes when we really mean no, or we might say no when we really mean yes. So it's getting clear on that. And what's underneath that ability is being in mastery of your values. So what are values? Values are qualities that we have inside ourselves that we really value, or we think very highly of, we think are very important in life. And some examples are love, honesty, kindness, compassion, integrity, freedom, laughter, abundance, contentment, and I'm sure there's plenty more, and you'll come up with your own. So these are some examples of values we can have. So the first step here is to get clear on what your values are. Is it kindness, honesty, integrity? And as you go through these yourself, and as I suggested, you know, this is a great thing to do in your own self-reflection time as well, because I don't want to rush you here. Sometimes this takes some time. You can also prioritize them into what would be your number one value. Honesty is one of mine. Integrity is one of mine. freedom is one of mine, and so is love. So you see, I have many, okay, which to choose. So then you just sit with yourself and just see, okay, what is the most important one? And then perhaps have a number two and a number three. It's just be good to be clear on yourself. So then, when you've become clear, remember an incident when you felt contentment, kindness, that you were in integrity, that you were laughing joyfully, that you were being honest. Not always easy to be honest. So that is your second step in this little exercise. Remember a time when you were that quality or you were that value, because it will be a feeling in the body. Love, for example. Remember a time when you felt filled with love, filled with contentment, filled with kindness. Because they are a feeling in the body. And it's your body that's going to help you with a lot of this. The more connected you are to your body, the more aware of you are of the feelings in your body. So next step, once you're consciously aware of your values and how they feel in your body, then comes the boundaries you must put around them to keep those qualities on a feeling level inside yourself. And now here is where the boundaries come in. Because when you want to stay aligned with these qualities or values, I'm using qualities and values interchangeably here, and you know how they feel, therefore you are going to know when someone oversteps your boundaries, because you will feel it in your body. And what you most likely might feel is anger or resentment, irritation, frustration arising. And this is a sign that your boundaries have been overrun. Somebody's overstepped the mark. So the more you know what your values and qualities are that you value and how they feel in your body, then you know very clearly when somebody's overstepped that. Next step. It's time to speak up. Now, here's the difficult part for a lot of people, because it takes courage to speak up sometimes, especially if it's someone, it's particularly family members can be difficult, but it could be a boss or a co-worker or just a friend, or supposed to be a friend anyway. But it could be verbal abuse, or they're being disrespectful or rude, or it could be they're being unkind or dishonest, mean, or cruel. But you do have to speak up. And the more you speak up for yourself, and you know, it could even be you're speaking up on behalf of somebody else, but it's still important that you speak up if you see something happening that doesn't feel right to you, that doesn't match your values. Because this is how you keep your boundaries. This is how you make a statement to the universe. This is not okay with me because it doesn't match my values. And the universe is listening. And we'll start to send you people then who do match your values. And this is how you start to attract more love into your life, which we all want. We could all have more love. There's always more love. Yes, it's always great to have more love. And love brings, the abundance of love brings with it financial abundance and also brings with it your health and fitness abundance, because they all go together, actually. They're not separate. Some people think they're separate, but they're not. They're all connected. So this helps you on every level to attract to yourself what you really want in your life. So this is what I was saying at the beginning, that the more that you are aware and take care of yourself and love yourself in this way, the more you attract into your life the abundance that you want. And abundance might be one of your values too. It's certainly one of mine. I have a lot of values. Yeah, so you see how that works. And you're not serving people if you don't speak up if they're mean or disrespectful or abusive. You're not serving yourself, certainly, but you're not serving them either. So when you speak up, you're certainly serving yourself, which is your first priority, but then you're also serving them because you're bringing to their attention that they are being disrespectful or mean or abusive. And, you know, if they're doing that to you, they're doing it to other people too. And what's cool is the more we raise our own awareness, we are helping raise other people's awareness as well. And I think that's really cool. But only through putting ourselves first. Okay, so once we've spoken up and had our say of what needs to be said, and you know, they might listen to us or they might not, but it actually doesn't matter. What matters is that you spoke up. And if they listen and if they get it, fantastic. And if they don't, what's going to happen is they'll simply disappear from your life in some way, or they'll avoid you. They'll keep away from you because they don't like being called on their stuff, you know. And so that's a good thing for you. So one more step in this little process is you can ask yourself then, these qualities, these values that I have in my life, what provides them for me? What helps me have those qualities in my life? And so that could be things like getting enough sleep, having enough downtime or me time, walks in nature, listening to music, singing, dancing, gardening, whatever floats your boat there, you know, whatever you love to do. Because we have to take care of ourselves and make sure that we keep those feelings alive in ourselves, those values of kindness and love and laughter and contentment that we chose on your values list. So it's our job to keep those values, keep ourselves in the feeling state of those values. And so I'm just giving you examples here. You'll have your own ways that you want to do that, but I think getting enough sleep is pretty important for everybody, because I know if I don't get enough sleep, I get really grumpy and irritable, and that doesn't serve me or anybody else. So I always make sure I get enough sleep, that I have enough alone time, I'm in nature a lot, and I love listening to music, and I love gardening too. But whatever it is that works for you, that nourishes and feeds you. And then something else that you can do, especially if you live in a family situation or live with people, but even if you live on your own, you're going to spend time with people, so it's good to do this, is make a list, if you like, and tell your family or tell the people around you, I need help with the dishes, the trash, the laundry, the cooking. And I'll be very bad-tempered if I don't get help with this, you know. So we have to ask, ask that very important word for the help you need. And don't expect other people to be psychic, because most of the time they're not. They're not going to guess or know what it is you need. But first of all, you have to know what you need, yeah? So when you know what you need to keep these qualities and values alive in yourself so that you keep yourself feeling kind and loving and compassionate, then it might be that you have to, you know, tell your family or tell the people you live with or tell the people around you that you need help with these things. And again, that can be difficult to ask. A lot of people have difficulty asking for the help they need. But it's essential that you do. Because otherwise, you'll just get filled with resentment and anger and frustration and irritation because you're trying to do too many things or you're overgiving and you're not receiving to balance things out. Very important that our receiving is balanced with our giving. All right, so let's just do, I'll just do a quick recap so that you have, in case you missed anything, though of course you can always listen to the recording again. So what we're looking at today is self-love and self-care, because the more we love and care for ourselves, the more we will manifest our life to be the way we want it to be. And which self are we talking about? We're talking about your soul, not the personality. About feeding and nurturing your soul and your heart. And you had questions to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the optimum, how do you treat yourself? Do you make other people more important than yourself? What foods do you eat? What company do you choose to keep? How do you choose to spend your time? These are all questions for self-reflection. Are you a people pleaser, putting yourself last? Or are you afraid of rocking the boat and upsetting people, getting into conflict or confrontation? Has someone crossed a line with you and you're debating whether or not to speak up? Or are you feeling invaded or overwhelmed by how much time someone wants from you? So these are all questions for your meditation time, your quiet time, to shine the light of awareness on with compassion and non-judgment. And we looked at making your boundaries clear. And the way to make your boundaries clear is, first of all, to be in mastery of your values. So getting clear on what your values are, and I gave you examples, but you'll have your own. Love, honesty, kindness, compassion, integrity, and so on. That's the first step. Second step, remember an incident when you felt this value, when you felt kind, loving, content. And remember the feeling in your body of how that felt. Step three, you can prioritize your values, which is the most important one to you. And then step four, once you're consciously aware of your values, then you must put boundaries around them to keep those qualities on a feeling level inside yourself. Because you want to stay aligned with these qualities and values, and you know how you feel, because when someone oversteps your boundaries, you're going to feel it in your body because the feeling is going to change. And most likely you're going to feel irritated, frustrated, resentful, angry, maybe disappointed, afraid. Yeah, so your body is really your radar is really going to tell you when your boundaries are being overrun. And then step six, it's time to speak up and let the person know, this is not okay with me. And then step seven, you can ask yourself, what provides these qualities for me? And what that means is, do I need to make sure I get plenty of sleep? Do I need to make sure I get a lot of me time? Or maybe it's walks in nature that helps you. Or listening to music. Or dancing. Whatever works for you. Or maybe it's exercise and your fitness program you're on that helps you stay connected to your values. And then step eight, the last step, you can ask yourself, okay, what do I need in the physical world? So this would be with your family that you live with, or roommates, or your friends. But whoever it is, you know, you can make a list if you need to and say, I need help with the dishes, the trash, the laundry, and so on, and I'll be a very bad-tempered person if I don't get help with this. You know, you can have some fun with them there. But you must ask for the help because, you know, you just can't expect people to know what's going on in your head and what you need. I mean, first of all, you have to know what you need and then make it clear, because this is how you can help yourself and help others too, so that your boundaries are kept and so that you stay in the feeling state of those values and qualities that mean the most to you. So in a moment now, I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you and your questions. But just before I do, I want to tell you very briefly about my Inner Circle program. This is a sacred support program which helps you stay connected to this energy of manifesting the life you want. And it's a monthly one-hour live call with me. All the calls are recorded if you can't make the class live. And on these calls, you can ask questions like we're going to be doing today, and you can listen to other people's questions, which is incredibly valuable, actually. And my students in this Inner Circle membership, they often say to me, wow, it was so helpful to listen to that person's question and the answer you gave them. So you get to share your successes and your challenges and get help with your challenges, and you're able to build your experience of staying connected to the energy of this energy field of higher vibration and enlightenment, basically, and meet friends and be a part of our community. And you connect to that on my website, discovermeditation.com. You'll see it there on the home page, Inner Circle. All right, now, let's see how you are doing. I've opened up the lines for your questions. Who would like to go first? Either to share something or some ahas you had, or if you have a challenge.
I have a little challenge.
And who is this?
This is Anne.
Anne Moses?
Yeah.
Anne, welcome to the call. Wonderful. Okay, what is your challenge?
Okay, so I'm really glad you mentioned that when a boundary, I never really thought about my irritation being about a boundary being overstepped. And so I have a little scenario that I maybe want to do differently next time. It was last night I came home after being in a class, and my husband and daughter were watching TV. Then I joined them, and then my husband said, made a comment about a pizza that they ate that my mother had brought over kind of, well, recently. And he gave a little a criticism of the pizza, that it was very spicy and they could hardly eat it or something. And I felt a bunch of irritation well up inside of me because my mom is, it was a spontaneous thing. She brought over frozen pizza. We didn't need it at that time. It was just in our freezer, and it was like a little gift, you know? And,
yes.
Yeah, and so he did a little critical comment about it, and I just, it was just a big drag to me.
Yes.
What it is I think I value cheerfulness and gratitude or something.
Yes, I was immediately thinking of the word gratitude because instead of being grateful that all he had to do was get that pizza out of the freezer, which was a gift, and heat it up and have this easy dinner, he's complaining about a gift.
Yeah.
And so the lack of gratitude.
Yeah.
So, what, you know, if he was here now, what would you say?
Well, I guess I would say, I have to think a little bit. I think I would say, I'd want to defend my mom somehow. Maybe that's getting off track.
Well, just say, just spontaneously say what you would like to say. When he says that about the pizza, what is your spontaneous reaction to say? What would you want to say?
Shut up. I don't know.
Okay, good. Keep going.
What the hell? You know, she's an old lady now. She's doing the best she can.
And she brought us a gift. It was a gift.
Yeah.
So why can't you be grateful instead of complaining? Say that.
Why can't
or how
be
about
grateful?
Being
how about being grateful instead of giving that negative comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And how do you feel now that you said it? Like, shut up, you know, and whatever else you said. How do you feel now?
Well, I feel a little, like I had some tears. I feel a little, there's a little lingering doubt type feeling that it would go over well or that he would change or something. Like, I don't know. I feel
tedious. This is not about Anne. It's not about him.
Okay.
It's not. It's nothing to do with him.
Okay.
This is only about you. And the important thing is that you spoke up.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, what he does with it is his business and his karma.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing to do with you. So how do you feel about what you said in speaking up for your values?
I think I feel good about that.
Yes, because you spoke up. I think one of your values maybe is gratitude.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. I would say one of your values is gratitude, and he was not showing gratitude, and so you spoke up on behalf of your value.
Yeah.
And you have to feel good about that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. It's not about the other person.
Okay.
We can't control what other people are going to say or do or how they're going to react or if they're going to like what we said or not like what we said. That's all actually none of our business.
Okay.
It's their business. Yeah?
Yeah.
Your only business is you. And speaking up on behalf of your values when the situation arises.
Yeah. Okay.
This is wonderful, wonderful, Anne. Thank you so much. What a great example.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you for sharing that. That's just a wonderful illustration of what I was talking about. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And who would like to go next?
Hi, it's Joanne.
Joanne, hello. How are you?
Hi, good. had a situation where I broke up from a 17-year relationship, and so it's been very painful a few months ago. But I remember one thing that my ex said to me that just keeps replaying in my mind. I went over to his house to bring him a sandwich when he was sick. I was only there for 10 minutes, and I don't know, he was in a bad mood, I guess, and I did something that upset him. And he said to me, "You know, it's a good thing you're not around here all the time. You would drive me nuts."
Wow.
That's what he said to me. And
Now, was this after you broke up or before you broke up?
Before we broke up. And then.
Okay. And did you say anything?
What's that?
Did you say anything?
No, I was so taken aback and so amazed that I couldn't say anything. I just left.
Okay.
Oftentimes when things like that happen, it takes me a while to process it, and I didn't want to just lash back at him. I needed to find the right words to say, and so what I did was I just talked to friends about it, and that was about 3 days before I broke up with him. I just,
good.
That, along with, you know, hundreds of other things that had happened, led to me breaking up with him. But I wanted to say something to him.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I'm glad you broke up with him. Goodness me.
Yeah, and I didn't realize, I've never experienced that kind of, it really was, to me, is that abuse? It seems like abuse.
Yes, well, it's verbal abuse.
Yeah.
It's verbal abuse. And what happened to you is usually when somebody upsets us like that, is we either usually go into fight or flight or frozen.
Yeah.
Mode, and I think you froze. Freezing is actually the most common of those three. And so we can't say anything at the time because we just kind of go frozen.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly fine to go back later and say it later once you've become unfrozen and had time to think it through. So don't judge yourself for that. You know, just have compassion for yourself because you did it when you could, and you actually broke up with him. So that is wonderful. And Joanne, what would you say was the value that you had that upset you so much when he said that?
Let's see. Well, I want him to value me as a person, and I came there to do something for him, give
well,
him
you
knowledge.
Were, so okay. So you were being kind.
Yeah.
So your action to take him this sandwich was out of kindness. So maybe, and you can think about this later, but I think maybe kindness is one of your values.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. So if kindness is one of your values, then first of all, you have to be kind to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Which you've done by breaking up with this guy. And second of all, you want to be very alert that people are kind to you.
Right.
So they match you because you are kind. Yeah?
Right, that's right.
And maybe for many years, I mean, I don't know, but this guy has been unkind to you, and maybe you put up with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd been unkind, and I just didn't recognize it, or I just kept shelving it. And
yes, yes, very good. So this is excellent because this is perfect timing for you. This call today. This is where you shine the light of awareness on. What are your values? And certainly we can say kindness is one of them. Yes?
Yes, definitely.
So then, you know, you spend some time on this, writing down your values and prioritizing them and feeling what that feels like in your body to be kind. And then you have to speak up when people are not kind.
Uh-huh.
To you. Yes?
Right. And first recognize it, right, without being
yes.
Just frozen.
Well, yes. I mean, and it's okay. Be compassionate with yourself about the frozen, because that will take time to heal. But
yeah.
It will heal the more kindness you show to yourself. That will start to heal. And the more self-awareness you have around your own self-care and your own self-love, and around the more you speak up when people are not kind to you.
Yeah, and I do feel good that I went back 3 days later and I talked to him and I said, do you remember what you said to me that Wednesday? And he didn't remember, and I told him what he said, that same thing, and I said that was just, you say you're a compassionate person, but that seems to apply to everyone except for me, and here's what you said to me, and I felt it was very unkind, and yeah, that we need to work on being more respectful, and
yes.
He just said, well, it was I probably just said that because you were doing something that really pissed me off, and that, you know, you deserved it or something.
Oh, for heaven's sake. For heaven's sake.
Rather than owning it. So that told
yes.
me that, yeah, it's time to get out of this.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, that is not the kind of relationship. You don't want that kind, whether it's a boyfriend or a friend or a work colleague or a boss, you don't want that kind of relationship with anybody. And another value for you has just made itself appear to me, and I think respect is another of your values.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
So that you have been kind to yourself and respected yourself by breaking up with this guy and calling him on his stuff. And so, again, as you go forward, kindness and respect, and you'll probably find you have other values, and make sure that people treat you in a respectful, kind manner.
Uh-huh.
And even if you go into the frozen, then when you unfreeze, which you will,
uh-huh.
you go back and you say something.
Right. Yeah.
And you will reach a point, because I've been through this myself, you will reach a point where you are able to spontaneously say it in the moment.
Uh-huh.
Takes practice. It takes awareness, and it's a process, you know, but you have the steps of your process now, and I suggest you listen to this call again. Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
And make your lists of your values and just really spend some time on working it through.
Yeah, I like the idea of coming up with examples of each area, how I felt when I felt that way. Felt
yes.
like I had that value.
Yes, exactly. Because when you know how that feels in the body, then it's very easy to know how it feels when you're not getting it. And for you, one of the things is that you freeze.
Uh-huh.
Because I mentioned, you might feel irritated or angry or frustrated, but for you, I think you freeze is one for you too. That you freeze when your boundary's been crossed.
Right.
Yeah. So anybody else listening, that's a very valuable insight, because that might be for somebody else too. And actually, Anne, who was just talking, she didn't say anything in the moment because she was so sort of taken aback by what her husband said. And that's okay. That's fine. We just go away and we think it through, and then we can come back later and say something.
Right.
So very good, Joanne. I'm really glad you came to the call today and spoke up here on the call, speaking up, see, with your challenge, with your questions. Very good.
Yeah, thank you so much for your help, Brigido.
Well, you're very, very welcome, and I would love to suggest that you join our inner circle, you know. There's
yeah.
several inner circle members on this call today, But I think that would really help you a lot, just to sort of once a month have this, you know, have this kind of support. So just think about it.
Okay, thank you.
Would love to have you. I would love to have you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your challenge and your question, because it's always of such value to everybody else who is listening. Does anybody else have anything they want to share or ask? Or are you all enlightened already? Okay. Because if nobody else has anything you want to ask about or share or make a comment on, then we will close the call for today. All right, very good. So I want to thank you all for being on the call, and it's always an honor and a privilege for me to share these calls with you. Hello? And if you got value from this today, which I think you all did, because it's a very, very powerful topic, then do listen to this recording again. The recording goes out to everybody who signed up for the call. So make sure you sign up for these calls, because otherwise you don't get the recording when the recording is ready. And I wish you all a wonderful time ahead, full of self-care and self-love. And I love you all. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.